Chapter 1. I checked my hat was on straight as I approached the famous revolving door. I had every right to be here. Nonetheless, I clutched the appointment card as I smiled brightly at the doorman, trying not to trip on my way up the steps. I'd never dreamed that one day I would enter the Ritz. I walked into London's most luxurious hotel, trying not to gawp at the gilded mirrors and opulent furnishings. It was warm and bright inside, a pleasant contrast to the chilly autumn wind that had blown me across Green Park from Victoria Railway Station. And it smelled lovely. A huge bowl of white roses wafted their scent from the gilt table in the middle of the entrance hall. I could get used to this. A uniformed boy stepped forward, his shiny shoes making no sound on the soft floral-patterned carpet that ran all the way down the seemingly endless corridor. "Can I help you, miss?" I felt him notice my own shoes, polished but worn, and my drab cloth coat. I needed to turn the cuffs. They were getting a little threadbare. "Miss Marjorie Swallow, I have an appointment with Mrs. Jameson, one of your guests," I told him. I flourished the card, in case he didn't believe me. "One moment." He checked a ledger on the reception desk, running his finger down the thick cream pages. "Please follow me to the Palm Court, Miss Swallow. Mrs. Jameson is awaiting you there for afternoon tea." I did as instructed, perking up at the promise of tea. I really, really wanted this job. This was my third interview since I'd signed up with the employment agency on Shaftesbury Avenue. With my newly acquired Pitman's shorthand and typing qualifications, I had rather assumed I would walk straight into a secretarial post. At my first appointment, a government department on Whitehall, the Gorgon who interviewed me made me so nervous that I flunked my typing test. That had knocked my confidence. And the second? Well, the sales manager at the Daimler showroom had been less interested in my typing speed and more interested in how fast I could dodge around the motor cars while he tried to explore my coachwork. Fortunately, I'm a sporty little model with excellent acceleration. I may have broken the land speed record on my way back to the employment agency. "Very well, Miss Swallow. Try this one. Mrs. Iris Jameson, an American lady, newly arrived in London. Personal secretary. Duties include social correspondence and..." The woman in the agency had frowned at the card. "Assistance with discreet private investigations. Whatever that means." Her job, any job, meant freedom, excitement, independence, my own money instead of a meagre allowance from my father. Perhaps I might earn enough to pay for a bed sitting room once I'd saved up a bit. An escape from the flat over our draper's shop in Catford, which had become a place of heavy sadness. Much as I loved my parents, I longed for a life of my own. "Do you want to leave your overcoat, miss?" The young man had noticed the frayed cuffs. I was sure. Well, it wasn't him I needed to impress. "Yes, thank you." I shrugged it off before he could offer to help and handed it to the maternal-looking lady behind the counter, fumbling in my purse for sixpence. "No need, miss," she said with a conspiratorial smile. "Leave that for those with a few more of them, eh?" I flushed, but it was a relief. Dad had promised me a new coat next year. Everyone thought that having a draper for a father meant I would always have new clothes, but it was a case of the cobbler's family going barefoot, as my mother said. My dress was perfectly respectable, though. Mum was an excellent seamstress. Stepping downstairs to the powder room, I smoothed the navy plaid skirt and retied the bottle green Grosgrain sash around my waist. My nose was shiny, and my dark hair was escaping from under my floppy green felt hat. I wished I had the courage and the money to have my locks cut short. One day, I promised myself as I tidied myself up. Perhaps if I got this job. Right. I looked at myself in the mirror one more time for courage. Head up, shoulders back. Posture, Marjorie. Keep your voice low and watch those Catford vowels. I heard the instructions in the clipped voice of Miss Sheldon, the formidable headmistress at Sydenham High School for Girls. "You're an intelligent girl, Marjorie Swallow. You are capable of great things. Don't let us down."